mentioned last week that maybe discuss some of the timing that the Pais can give for the minhag. We spoke about the minhag of eating milchika foods on Shavuos, and we spoke about the mitzvah of having basar and yontif, how to accomplish both. So we mentioned the reason that we mentioned last week, the main reasons we mentioned was there what the Ramah says. The Ramah says that the minig is in order to create a zecher for the shtei alechem, just like on Pesach, we make a zecher. He says, "V'nir liyatam." This is the Ramah in Tav Tzadi Dalet Sif Gimel. V'nir liyatam shehu kamosh had shtei tavshilim shalochim below Pesach, zecher lePesach v'zecher lChagiga. So here too, kein ochlim machol cholov v'charkach machol basar tzrichin lahavi imam shnei lechem al hashulchan shul b'makam hamizbeach. V'yesh b'zeh zichron l'shnei alechem shimakrivim b'yomei bikurim. So when it connects, he says that the shulchan is b'makam hamizbeach. The Gemara says that in the end of Chagiga, right? It says that b'zman shebezmevish kayim mizbeach mechaper el b'zman shein bezmevish kayim so shulchanu shel adam mechaper. Rashi says that through Hachnasas Archim. That's what it means, Shulchan Shalom Mechaper. So the Shulchan is B'makam HaMizbeach. And Mimela, so we bring Shtei Alechem on the Shulchan. How do we do that? By having first Milchiks and then switching over to Fleishiks. And Mimela, you have to remove whatever bread you had and bring fresh bread. Fresh bread for the Fleishik meal. And Mimela, that becomes Zeichel Shtei Alechem. Okay, so that's the Ramah's reason, and I think we also mentioned briefly the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He says from Shem and Elam Gadol that when the Klal Yisrael got the Torah on Har Sinai, and they learned all about, they started as Dibros, but everything was Nichlal, all the Targum Mitzvahs and Nichlal there, so they learned about Shechita and Malicha and Nikar Agid, you know, trapering the meat, taking out the fats and the Gidin, and all of that was a job. It's not something that they were able to do immediately. So in order to have a suda, then they had to eat milchiks in order to be able to eat in being in compliance with all the halachas they just learned until they were able to get some kosher meat. In the meantime, they ate kosher milchiks, and that was what I was just thinking. There's a din. It's a din to Rabbanon, of course, but somebody kept the Rabbanans, is it in that milk also, milk requires hashkacha, right? You need Yisrael, either Yisrael doing the chaliva, or Yisrael roeh, or Yisrael watching it. That's the idea of chaliv Yisrael. You have to have a Jew either milking the cow or watching the milking. So before they got the Torah, I don't know, maybe they didn't have the status of Jews, so the milk that they had from before might not have been kosher to drink. Okay, so I guess it wasn't that difficult to milk a cow, though. It's a lot easier to milk a cow than to shech the cow and traber it, and so you can tell us, right? Shech it and take out all the gidim and everything and salt it. It's easier just to milk a cow and put together some plinces or something. And that was the pshat. But anyway, the shalik, which the Gemara, the Gemara says in Chulin, I think in Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara talks about the fact that the Torah says when they were in the midbar, it's machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but according to one Tana, they were able to eat. They didn't have to do shechita, right? If they wanted to eat meat, except for karbanos, they brought karbanos on bamos. But if they wanted to eat what they call basar taiva, just meat for their own dinner or lunch, they just had to do nechira. Just had to kill it by kill it at the. At the Simonim, Shochi would not have had much of a profession, much of a parnasa in the midbar. So, unless he worked for the, you could shech kabanas maybe, but anyway, so they all thought it was nechira. So the Gemara wants to know what happens when they got to Eretz Yisrael and they had leftover meat. It's called Evare Basar Nechira. Evare means limbs of Basar Nechira. The Basar that nechira was done to the animal, not shechita, was that mutter or asa. In other words, do they say now they're in Eretz Yisrael and you can't do nechira anymore? Now you have to do shechita. So does it mean now you have to do shechita and everything that you did in nechira till now is treif? Or no? It's only mikano lebas. So what was the tzad? I think the pashut pshat, the way explained, is because there's an isser to eat nevela, right? You can't eat an animal that dies without shechita. But in the midbar, the isser nevela didn't require shechita to make it kosher. You could, if the animal died on its own, you couldn't eat it even in the midbar. or if you just shot it in the head, you couldn't eat it. You shot a bow, you know, an arrow through its head. But if you if you cut it at the throat, without doing shechita, not, you know, maybe a sharp knife, no, you just cut it at the throat, you could eat the meat. So that took off this in the vela, right? So it's not in the vela. So once it's not in the vela, so now just because I came into Eretz Yisrael, doesn't that necessarily magically become the vela? It's not in the vela. No, I no longer have the right to do this. It will no longer work to make it not in the vela. But what's not in the vela is not in the vela. So I could eat it. Well, maybe not. Maybe once they entered Eretz Yisrael, it's, you know, everything they had, they can no longer eat anything unless it undergoes shechita. That's the Gemara Shaila. And the Rosh says over there, like, why is the Gemara clarifying this? I mean, it was a one-time thing. It came from the Midbar Teretz Yisrael. It's not okay anymore. So why is the Gemara clarifying this? So the Rosh says, if I'm not mistaken, he says, it's nogei, let's say there's a gzera that's made on the tzibur. I think he talks about Mashal Gvinas Yisrael. When the Chachamim made a gzera that a Jew can only eat cheese that has the din of Gvinas Yisrael, that Yisrael, you know, did the put the rennet in to make it into cheese. Once they made that gzera, the question is, what about cheese that they had till then that was kosher from kosher animals, but it wasn't done by a Jew? Could they still eat it or not? And who didn't? He said, that's just one example. He says, you could have, other times, they could be even now, gzeiris. And then when the gzeira is made, could you, the stuff that you have from before the gzeira, is that kosher trade? He says, maybe that's okay. Anyway, so maybe the milk that they had before, even if they weren't called Jews, when they milked it, maybe the milk that they had before they were allowed to eat, even if they got the Torah. What's that? Right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's just thing that's on the spot. So that's the second reason given. The Mishnah brings a third reason. That he says some are knowing to have not just challah, but they have dvash also, because the pasuk that says refers to the Torah as dvash v'challah. It says dvash v'challah tachas l'shenech. It's a reference to the Torah. The Torah is nimshal to honey and milk, milk and honey. Says that's something that Noagin b'ksas mekomas. I haven't heard that so far. You hear a lot about milk. You don't hear about honey. You don't go to the stores and see honey, you know, sale on honey or not a sale because everyone's going to buy it. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure there's some people that do it, but okay. That's the third reason. Then the Magen Avraham brings a reason. No, this is reason number four. Talking about the reasons for eating milk on Shavuos. The Magen Avraham says that it says in the Zohar, Parshas Emor, that the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos till Kabbalah Satara was, each week was like connected a day of a woman who has to go through Shiva Nikiyam, right? A woman who was a Zava Gadola, and in order to become Tahara, she has to do Shiva Nikiyam, 7 clean days. So each week of the 7 weeks between Shavuos and Pesach and Shavuos was connected a day that Klal Yisrael going through a Tara process. Going through a Tara process to be Mataras from the Tumas Mitzrayim and whatever else, and become Roy for Kabbalah Satara. So it took 7 weeks. Okay, now, the Gemara then says the Magen Avraham, that when a woman has a baby, and she's able to nurse the baby, she's able to feed the baby, she produces milk. How does she produce milk? Zog the Magen Avraham, that the dam, typically when a woman, also when after a woman gives birth, typically she doesn't have dam nidus then. She's considered, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara Shulchan Aruch, she's considered mesul like as dam. She's considered to be free of dam nida afterwards, for a period of time. We'll see. So let's go with the sheet that Magen Avraham is going with. It's as long as she's nursing. As long as she's nursing, because we say the dam nechar, the Gemara says, the dam that would have been dam nidus converts into milk. Dam nechar, v'naseh chalav. That's the source of the milk. Instead of continuing to have dam nidus during, that she would normally do during other times of her life, but the period after childbirth, as long as she's nursing, she doesn't do that, because as long as she continues to produce milk, the milk, it's coming from what would have been blood. The blood converts in her body into milk. So Mela, since we just went through that 7-week process, even though that's talking about the dam after giving birth, but we're free of that spiritual dam, so it's kilu, it turns into chasoi, l'zeich that we have chalav, It's like the dam's gone now. We purified ourselves in the 7 weeks. And now chalav dam mechav nasir chalav. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The kasha, the prima gadim asked in the Magen Avraham, that we don't, that's not the sheet that we paskin, like in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that the din of Anisha Yoledes, that she's mesulek as dam, meaning that, it's, by the way, it doesn't mean if she actually sees dam even during that time, she's a nida. It means that the gabi having to anticipate, like a hilchos vestos, days that you anticipate that she's going to become a nida. So during the time that she's, this period after childbirth, you don't have to keep the vest, you don't have to anticipate that she's going to become a nida. But says priva gadam, there's machlokes tanoim in meseches nida. What's the reason? One man, one tana says this because it's, and he says it's only as long as she's nursing. If she stops nursing, and mimela her body will stop producing milk, or if the body just stops on producing milk, then she goes back. And even if it's, you know, a few months after the child, whenever it is, but we don't pass. We pass the other shita that for 24 months after a woman gives birth, she's considered free of dam as far as vesta, mislek is damim, regardless of whether she's nursing or not, because we say that the trauma that the body undergoes during childbirth is so great that it like it stuns her body, and for 24 months she doesn't menstruate. That's what the Gemara says, is that evareho bisparkim, her evarim like break apart because of leda, and memela the dam is stifled, and therefore even whether she's nursing or not. Whether she's nursing or not, for, you know, whether she's nursing or not, the din is that the way we pass can, that she's considered like that. Now, when it comes to Elchaz Nida, some say nowadays it changed. Rabbi and others even say that there's a Shini Tava. So we're not talking halacha l'maisa here like Elchaz Nida. But even the basis, and how we even in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass in like the Mandom that is Dam Necha and Asr Chalav. We pass in like the other Mandom that it has nothing to do with the Dam becoming Chalav. The reason why she misses like his Dam is because their body doesn't produce Dam. That's all, regardless of whether she's nursing or not. So if we don't pass in Dam Necha and Asr Chalav, so how could we use that? How could that be our excuse or our source for eating milchiks? So that's what it says. That's the primus kasha. I looked it up. He doesn't say the kasha.
Is the second mandama hold that maybe the blood is still turning into milk? But the reason they wait 24 months is because the body had...
No, because... what's the other nafkamina? Let's see. One second. If you hold that it's all dam nechav and nasa chalav, is there a kula in that shita? There's a chorma if she's not nursing. Is there a kula? I don't remember. Oh yeah. But the cool is, let's say she's nursing more than 24 months, right? If she continues, I mean, you know, it's possible. I don't. Mara talks about mom's allowed to nurse for much longer than that. So if she nurses longer, good to them. But we pass it that way. Then 24 months is unless you say because we hold you need both. We hold of that also. But we also hold you need the impact of the later. That only once the 20 months are gone. So the impact of the later is gone. You only have the other reason. So we don't rely on that. Maybe the other mandam holds you need both. But I don't think, have to look in the Gemara if that's shy. Okay, in any case, another reason given is from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says the following. There's a famous Gemara that says, you know, there's a machlokas by Yontif whether you have to eat or not, have sudas or not on Yontif. One pasuk says, Atzeres tia lachem. Atzeres is for you, lachem, meaning enjoy your Yontif. Another pasuk says, Atzeres lashem alokecha, that Yontif is for Hashem, meaning spiritual. So which is it? The Gemara asks, which is it? Is it for you? Is it for Hashem? So one man, the Gemara says, you pick your choice. Either you spend the whole day learning, and no suit, there's nothing, just sit in the basement the whole day, learning and davening, and just eat, I guess, you know, enough to keep you going, but no elaborate meals, no mitzvah of simchas yontif in the meal. And the other man, the Gemara holds, no, it's chatzil, we paskin, chatzil Hashem, chatzil lachem. It's a seres lachem lakecha, and it's a seres lachem. Chatzil Hashem, and chatzil lachem. So half the day you spend in the Beis Medrash, you're davening, and learning, and the other half of the day you can spend, in suddas. So, al pidrush, it's a shayla. Which is the Lashem, which is Lachem? Some say the Chatzi Lachem is like sitting in the Beis Medrash and sitting and learning. Chatzi Lashem is that I have to eat. The Hashem saying I have to eat. Okay, I'll have a nice meal. Me telling me I have to eat, I'll eat. But I want the Chatzi, I prefer the Chatzi Lashem. The Chatzi Lachem. The Chatzi Lachem is when I go back to the Beis Medrash. That's the Alpidrash. The Parashat Pshat is the Chatzi Lachem is when you sit in the Suda, and the Chatzi Lashem is when you're doing spiritual matters. So, So that's the Gemara. So, but the Gemara says Hakomo. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos that Ba'inu Lachem. Shavuos has to be. You have to eat. There has to be Lachem. Why? Yom Shnitna Batara, because the Torah was given that day. So of course you need Lachem. So again, the Pashup Shad is, it's such a great Simcha. You have to celebrate. How can you not make a party in Shavuos? It's such a big Simcha that it's just like you marry off your child. So you're grateful to Hashem, but you make a big suda, right? You make a suda, you invite people to a suda, or a bar mitzvah, or whatever it is. You make a suda, you have a bris, you have a bris of a child, so you don't say, okay, a bris of a child, somebody's going to be kaveya, and, you know, a whole day of learning. Yeah, the night before, it's a minute, the night before, to learn, stay up all night and learning. Vachnacht is a minute. But you make a party, you make a suda. So here to a shuas, that's a pashup shad in the Gemara. Hakol modim, that you have to eat in shuas because it's Yom Shnit Batara. But the Beis Halevi, asked the Kasha, he says, what do you mean? Adrabba. You don't know Shnit Batara, that's a reason to have more party, that should be a reason to do more learning. So says the Beis Halevi that what the Gemara means is like this. How do we get the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to get the Torah, and he was met by a group of malachim who were less than welcoming. And they said, Ma le'yulid isha b'neinu, what's this mortal doing up in here? Getting the Torah? What are you giving him the Torah for? T'na hod chal shamayim, give it to us. You can give the Torah down to the earth with the human beings. So Hashem said to Moshe, give him a teretz. It's a debate here, who should get the Torah? So Moshe answered, his answer basically was that you don't have mitzvahs, you can't do the mitzvahs like when the Torah says, and you don't have a father and a mother, and etc. And the basically says, was that the mitzvahs that involve gashmius, you can't do. Things that involve pure richnius, the malachim can learn, they can daven, but they can't eat. The malachim don't eat, right? They faked it when they came down in Avraham Avinu's time, but they don't really eat. So if they don't eat, so they can't do the mitzvahs that involve eating and they, so Zakt the basically that's the pshat. So on Yontif, that's why we need lachem. We have to eat because we have to eat and be mekayim the mitzvahs. Ikar nitzach and hayv mashem lachem einim yichol lekayim mitzvah shabaguf shem hachi batzeres tzarech lekayim a mitzvah de lachem mashen amalachem yichol lekayim. We have to do that mitzvah, the mitzvah of lachem. They can't do it. That's a mitzvah they can't do. They can't do chatzi lachem because they can't eat. So we davka do lachem. So he says on Shavuos we do even more. On Shavuos we want to eat milchiks and fleishes and be very careful about how we do it. Make sure we're nizer in all the mitzvahs that involve milchiks and fleishes to keep them properly separate and not to violate any of the boundaries between milchiks and fleishes. And by doing that, that's, like he says, by kinuach, by dachasavet, cleaning out your mouth, etc. So with that, it's a zecher to how we got the Torah, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, that you can't, you can't do mitzvahs like this. Here. I'm saying more than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, "Hello, atem kishirat atem etzlev Ram Avinu achaltem basa b'chalav. You ate basa." Says Shinemar vayikachem of a chalav uven abakar. They took milk and butter and the ben abakar and they ate it. And here the Jews don't do that. So in order to show how we talk very careful about it, we davke eat milk on Shavuos and Fleishchiks to show that and are particular. And medakdek about how we do it, so that we could show why Taka deserves the Torah. Brings to mind, I think this stipler going in his sefer on Chumash, a sefer called Birkas Peretz on Chumash. His father's name was Chaim Peretz, I think. Chaim he gave to his son, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, even though he also named him after his father. But it's brought down, I think my wife told me, in the biography of Chaim Kanievsky, it says that when Chaim was born, his father was a great guy, and stopped the guy. He knew that he wasn't going to have any other sons, so he wanted to name him after both his father and father were no longer living. So he named him, after his father was Shmar Yahu Yosef, and the Chaim from his father, I don't know if he didn't want to give him four names, so he only picked one name, or I don't know. So he named Shmar Yahu Yosef Chaim. So they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, how did he know he wasn't going to have any more sons? So he said, Ruach HaKadosh, or something like that. About his father. They talk had no more sons. He had, I think, two daughters besides Rav Chaim, but no sons. So, no other sons. So, in any case, he named Rav Chaim Chaim, and he has a sefer, a chumash called Birkas Peretz. He took the parents part of his father's name. So in any case, in that sefer in Parshas Vayera, if I'm not mistaken, he asked the kasha. I mean, I remember the teretz more, but I assume the kasha was. I think the kasha was, what do you mean the malachim ate basav chalav? He says they took milk and meat and milk and butter and the ben abakar. He didn't say they cooked it together. The din Torah is only that you can't cook it together. I mean, Drabbana, we have, you know, we don't eat it together. We have 6 hours in the pool of it. What maybe they kept it since they didn't keep Pasa B'chalav, at least Midaraisa. So, so what are you saying? But Hashem commanded them, Hashem had a tie on them that they didn't, they should have known about it. I mean, Avraham Avinu kept the Torah, so why did he serve them milk and meat? They thought they were Arabs. Anyway, it's a good thing you thought that this way. You serve the milk and meat, and we got the Torah instead. But anyway, so the disciple asked, so where are they eating milk and meat? So I think he answers because malachim are made out of esh. They're fiery beings. So when they touch, they pick up the some cheese and some meat, gets cooked together right away in their hand. Even if they spread some butter on the meat and then they pick it up, I think it might say it might be tali. Is a machlok is poskim if tzli is asman Torah, only bishul, it's only bishul when you cook it in, you know, liquid, or it's tzli if you roast a piece of meat with milk. So I think you might be telling that this is roast tzli. So be raya that tzli is.
So I heard a shot that it's possible that the cow they shechted was a certain type of cow where they shechted the mother and then the feed itself.
Was already inside? And
yeah.
Doesn't need shechita.
Right.
Okay.
So, have you heard?
No, therefore, what are you saying?
And therefore, like that.
It's not fleshes.
Exactly.
So you're trying to defend the malachim?
Yeah.
Hashem had a title then. I'm trying to explain Hashem's title. You're trying to answer Hashem's title. You're good. You'll be an advocate for malachim. But okay. Where'd you hear that?
My uncle, last year, I was by his house.
Maybe that's explaining how Avraham Avinu served them. But
yeah, how can Avraham Avinu serve them?
But they didn't. Maybe the time, but they didn't know. He didn't tell them this is Ben Pakua. He figured.
He knew
that
he was
doing
right. Like they thought,
okay,
fine.
Okay. Further, so that's what the Beis Levi says. In fact, and it's in one line. The Ber Hativ loses the base. Ber Hativ on the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'shamati she'ochlim chalav v'chakach basar." So we eat chalav acharkach basar. We're careful to eat only chalav and then basar, and not basar and chalav or basar and chalav together. Okay, let's see a couple more reasons here. A whole bunch of more reasons. So we'll say maybe one more reason, and that is that this is from whom? Sefer Ziv HaMenhagim brought down in the Mevak Shittar. Excuse me. The chalav ein machazikin oso ela bekelim pshutim. Chalav can only be stored in vessels made out of very plain, ordinary materials. Klei cheres, earthenware, klei zchuchis, glass. Shim nosen oso b'chei chesef izav. If you put milk into silver, into metal, kelim like silver and gold, miyad hu miskalkal. It'll spoil right away, and it'll spoil. Gam ha Torah miskayem es rak b'bnei aniyim b'mishu shafal va'onav. Torah is miskayem by people that make themselves, hold themselves, you know, to be or act truly shafal and b'anivus, not people that act very high and haughty. Avalo itzel ashirim begasi ruach. Ukesimim lezeh ashirim means people that. That flaunt, I would say, it means that flaunt their osher and that you know, respect their osher over true values. I mean, there are plenty of, you know, there are ashirim that are very, very fine people. So maybe it's a bigger nesayin to be a fine person when you're an osher, but those who succeed are wonderful people. But stami means ashirim who let you know that they're ashirim and that's what they're all about. The gasi ruach. Okay, simon lazeh ochle machali cholav. B'chag matan taros, we eat chalav because chalav needs pasha de kelim. So reminding yourselves, you want to be matzliach and Torah, which was given in Shavuos, you have to tone down the gaiva and be an anav. Okay. Now, So just maybe we'll review a couple of the halachos that are pertinent. I'll just share another interesting thing I saw. It's Nogea this year, specifically this year, Vav Sivan is Friday, of course, we know, and Zayin Sivan is Shabbos. So the Gemara says everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Masechus Shabbos. The question is, what day of the week was the Torah given? So that's not so clear. It's a shaila whether it was given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. And it depends on the whole process before they got the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu told them before they got the Torah that they had to altikshu alisha, right, separate. That's why we have now the shloshes me hagbalah, 3 days of hagbalah. Literally means the 3 days of preparation for the Torah. But hagbalah literally means that instead of gavulim. Gvulim, that the boundaries that the men and women had to separate in order that they should be all tahar for Kabbalah Satara. So where does it come in? What's the time? 3 days. So because if a couple has relations, so the din is that the shechva zera could be b'mei isha, which is, could last. It's still considered potent and chai for a certain period of time. After which it's masriach. Once it's masriach, means it rots and it's no longer potent. At that point, it's no longer affects the tumah status. A person could become, you know, one could be tovel then, and she'll be tahara. Till then, if she's tovel and there's still zera there, she could expel it and become tummy again. So she says, how long is that period of time? And it makes a big shaila. It makes a big nafkamin in Hilchas Nida. How long a woman has to wait from the time. From the time she becomes, technically from the last time she was with her husband, and then she becomes a nida, how long must she wait to be able to start shiva nikiyam, even if she stopped bleeding, or the way we paskin, even if it's nothing to do with when she was actually with her husband, she has to wait for the time she became a nida, a certain amount of time. But that amount of time is based on the machlokas tanoim in Masechus Shabbos about how long they had to wait before Kabbalah Satara, which is based on how long does the zera remain potent. Is it gimel onos, which is an ona is 12 hours, so that's a period of 36 hours, or is it vav onos, 72 hours? I think a third sheet as well, but we paskin vav onos, it takes 72 hours. That's why we wait, one has to wait. She can't begin the tarot process till after 4 days pass. So within the 4 days, you have 72 hours, 3 days, 72 hours is 3 days, except that it has to be at the beginning of the day. She has to wait out till the next day. So it's, she has to wait always at least till the fourth day. And Midrabanan, there's another Xerah till the fifth day. But it's based on the Shita of Vav Onos. Vav Onos. So it's Vav Onos. So the Magid Rami has a kasha, the beginning of Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet. It's Vav Onos. So then why does... so then according to that, Shuas only... The Mandam is Vav Onos. Whole Shuas was on Zion Sivan. Based on the Cheshman of when they came to Har Sinai, when Moshe told them to separate, the Torah was only would only was, must have been given. The Torah would only be given on Zion Sivan, not on Vav Sivan. So now, so you say, well, we know when they left Mitzrayim, right? They left on the 15th of Nisan, but we don't know for sure about the month of Iyar. Was the month of Iyar Malei or Chaser? Nowadays it's always chaser. So now, we know the Torah. Yeah, okay. We know when the Torah was given based on when they left Mitzrayim, but we don't know if it was Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. But Lefi the Cheshvan, if we paskin Lamad, we paskin that you have that the Zera takes 72 hours, so it comes out. It must have been Zayin Sivan. So for the Magen Rami is the kasha. So why do we? But we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. Now, why do we do that? Well, the Torah says so. Right? The Torah says count 50 days. And then Shuas. So if you count 50 days, the way we have the Cheshbon, it's always Nisan is always Malay, and Iyar is always Chaser. So it always comes out that Sivan's on that Shuas on Vav Sivan. So there's no shaila with keeping Shuas on the right day. That's Pasha, because the Torah says keep Shuas on the 50th day of the Omer, meaning after 49 days. Keep. So it's always going to come out Vav Sivan. But the question is why? Why did Hashem do it? Why did Hashem say to keep the based on what we pass? Hashem should have told us keep Shuas on Zayin Sivan. That's when the Torah was given. So the Magen Avraham says that maybe it's to this kasha, he has two kashas. Hang on one second. This is one of them. To this kasha, so he says, the Rambam says that you talk is only gimel onos. So, like the Rambam is good. It says in Minageinu who Alpi Rambam, and we really must hold like the Rambam, and so that the Torah was given of us even, and the fact that in Hilchas Nida we wait the longer she has just the Chumrah, we wait the Chumrah, but we really don't hold that way. We hold Gimalonos, we Machmer Vavonos, but we hold Gimalonos. That's what he says. But anyway, so I saw that. So we always have Yontif on Zayin Sivan, right? Because we in Chutz Laaretz, we call it Sivan and Zayin Sivan. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only one day. So I saw that when a year like this, when the Shuas would come out Friday Shabbos, so that Shabbos is Zayin Sivan is a day of Kedusha also, and they're even in Eretz Yisrael they're not keeping Yontif, but it's Kilo they are. So Rabbi Yashiv says was Mali Simcha. He was so happy when he was particularly happy. Says he was always Mali Simcha on Shavuos, but particularly when it came out this year, because he held like it was so good that because the Torah was definitely given on Shabbos, and Torah was given at least the Magram's Kasha. Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. So when Shabbos comes out to be Zayin Sivan, that's mamish a replica. A copy of it was in the year of Maimon HaSinai. So they held that day was such a chashuv day. Zayin Sivan Shabbos is mamish the day of Kabbalah Satara, the day of the week and the day of the month. So you had particular simcha. So this year, you could have simcha all the time, but you could think of that. Think about that on Shabbos, that it stems with Zayin Sivan. The other kash the Magen Rambam asks is we keep the Shavuos on the 50th day, right? The fact that interesting lashon Shulchan Aruch. It says "Biyom Chamishim leSfiras HaOmer," which I get. The 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer is Shavuos. Well, there is no 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer, but I guess Biyom Chamishim based on Sfiras HaOmer, meaning 49 days, and then the 50th day, maybe not the 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer. The 50th day, you know, based on the Sfiras HaOmer, today's day 50. It's not 50 of the Omer; it's day 50 of since we kept it, whatever it is. So, in fact, the Magen Avraham, why do we keep it on day 50? The Torah was given on 51. Right? Let's figure it out. They left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Right? Everyone agrees that, right? No, left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. So they left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, so that means 7 weeks later ends on a Wednesday, right? Every week, let's see, goes from Thursday to Wednesday is 7 days. So 7 times 7 is 49. So day 49 of the Sfiras HaOmer was a Wednesday. Then Thursday was a... Oh, it's not even working out. What? So on the second day, I'm sorry. Start counting on the second day of Pesach. So because I can't, it starts counting on Friday, right? Of course. Start counting on Friday. And that means every week went from Friday to Thursday, Friday to Thursday, counted 7 weeks. Friday to Thursday was a week. So the seventh week ended on a Thursday. That was day 49. Friday was day 50. And Shabbos was day 51. And the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Gemara says, everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. So if they left Mitzrayim on a Thursday and they got the Torah on Shabbos, that was the 52nd day or the 51st day of like Sfiras HaOmer. It's the 51st day. So, but we do it on the 50th day. So like that said, also doesn't stim. Two separate kash. The days of the week don't stim. So that, I mean, days of the month. So that answer based, it stims like the other shita. But this doesn't work. So the Magen Avraham answers that it's a remez to Yom Tov Sheni Shekolius. Torah is being merames. He says this is the idea of Moshe Hosef Yom Echel Bidaito. Torah is being merames. That we keep Sfiras Lashon Eretz Yisrael. They keep Shavuos on the 50th day, even though the Torah is really given on the 51st day. So it's a Rambam is that the second day, the day after Yontif, has Kedusha. So it's a Rambam is the second day of Yontif. That's what he says. Okay, so now just to just a couple of the halachas. One of the main halachas I want to mention is that we know that if a person is up all night learning, which is a minhag, mashuvos, a very widespread, great minhag to stay up all night learning. And but if one's up all night, then in the morning he is a suffik if he's chayv to say Berachas HaTorah. Because there's a suffix where the Berachas HaTorah is daily. You just say it every morning regardless, just like most of the brachas are that way. Most of the brachas you say regardless of whether you slept or not, even if you're up all night. But Berachas HaTorah, it might be like that, or it might have to do with sleeping. That when you sleep, that's a hefsik or hezchadas in the Berachas HaTorah, and you need to say new Berachas HaTorah only after having slept. So if you didn't sleep all night, you're suffering. You might have the Seir HaTzedek, it's a new day, you might not. So, what usually happens in most places is that somebody who did sleep and comes in to daven at the, you know, with the Vesikin minion will say Berachas HaTorah for everyone. He doesn't have to, you don't have to sleep all night. He has to sleep a Shinas Keva, which we say is a half hour. If you lie down to sleep for a half hour, then wakes up, then at night, then he can say Berachas HaTorah. Now, okay, now put that aside for a second. But as I said, there's a tzad that sleeping is what ends your Berachas HaTorah, requires you in your Berachas HaTorah sleeping. According to that side, it's even sleeping during the day, right? Even if you sleep during the day, Shinas Keva, half an hour, the way we pass, half an hour. You lie down in bed, half an hour, you wake up, according to that shita, you have to say Berachas HaTorah. That's how the Vilna Gaon paskens Lamaisa, and the Mishnah Berurah leans towards that. The Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody does that, if he wakes up and he says Berachas HaTorah, after sleeping a half hour, hamavarich lo hifsid. You don't lose out by doing it. But the Minhag Olam is not that way. Minhag Olam is not to make Berachas HaTorah if you sleep. If you don't sleep during the day.
If you sleep more than half an hour, let's say you take a 2 hour nap in Shabbat.
No, well, once we don't say it during the day for sleeping, it wouldn't make a difference how long you slept. You only do it after only by the next morning. So, however, so it comes, so you come into, so many people do take a, many people, those who can, almost try to sleep on Erev Shavuos for a period of time so that they'll have energy and be awake and able to make it through the night. So especially when it comes out, Erev Shavuos Shabbos, which some years it is, this year it's not, but even when it's not, many people take a nap. So the question is, if you take a nap on Erev Shavuos, now you wake up, you have a suffix, if you chayv in Berachas HaTorah, so you're going to learn the whole Shavuos, suffix Berachas HaTorah, So there's an eitzah, we've discussed this in the past when we learned Berachas HaTorah, and that is at Maariv, when you make the bracha Ahavas Olam, the second bracha of Maariv, which is the bracha right before Kriya Shema, whatever nusach you say, whether you daven Ashkenaz, say Ahavas Olam, or you daven Neshech Sfarad, whatever the nusach, but that bracha could substitute for Berachas HaTorah. And when you say that bracha, you could be yotzei Berachas HaTorah. Just that you, in order to, the number one, you should have in mind, before you start, to have that to be Yosef Berachas HaTorah, and immediately after davening, even after Shemona Esrei, or if not, at least right after you finish Aleinu, whatever, learn something. Just like in the morning when we say Berachas HaTorah, we learn right away Yivarech Hashem Mishmerecha and Eilu Dvarim. Learn something right away because we need the Berachas HaTorah to be chal on something, to be chal on learning. And even though you say Kriya Shema right away after the bracha, but that you're saying for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so it's not pashit that works. So it's best to. Number one, try to remember to be mechavin, that you want to be yotzei Berachas HaTorah with that bracha. And number two, to learn something immediately after, either immediately after Shemona Esrei, or immediately after davening is over. Learn something means you can say Yivarech Hashem Mishmerecha, or you could, whatever, you could open up a Mishnayos, learn a Mishnah, a piece of Gemara, whatever it is. So, if you do that, so then at least when you learn through the night, you're for sure yotzei Berachas HaTorah. You know, when you get to the morning, it'll still be a shaila now, because now it's new. When it's a new day, it could be a chayiv again. So then somebody will probably make Berachas HaTorah for you, and you'll be able to say that way. Okay. All right, so we'll just leave that for that. There's others we could say, but let's leave that for that. Just one or two. The other brachas that are sveikos are whether it depends on the new day, we know it's Elokai Neshama, so he's supposed to lechatchila get somebody to be able to be that, and Hamavir Shena. So really, all the other Berachas HaShachar you could say yourself. But those two, Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shena, is a shaila. We've discussed this in the past. And Anatil Shadayim is also a shaila. But Anatil Shadayim, you could be yotzei if you use the washroom right before davening. Then you come in and wash your hands. Then you say anyway. You say Anatil Shadayim, and you and the Sheyatzer and the Sheyatzer. So those you would leave at the suffix. But the other ones, you should try, if possible, to get somebody to be motzi you. Okay, just to end with. That this year, just like we had not too long ago on Pesach, right? What was it, the first days of Pesach, I think? We had to make Erev Tavshilin? Right, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? So we have, again, the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. And even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have a mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. They have it much less frequently than we do. They didn't have it on Pesach, because Friday wasn't Yontif, but Friday's Yontif now all over the world. So we have mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin, so we had a whole shiur about it, but to briefly, not to forget, to take lechatchila, best to take a kibetza of a cooked food. Not yotzu the kazayis, but lechatchila should be a kibetza. If possible, you took something that you made The Hidur should be Hidur is make it that day, and L'shem Erev Tavshilin. But if you didn't, you could even just take a piece of cooked fish out of a jar, or something else, or something you made a different day, and you take that, and you take a challah, or a matzah, and the challah has to be a kazayis, and you set them aside, and you say the nusach, you say the bracha, whoever's making it. I mean, if you live at home and your parents are doing it, only your father or mother doing it, only one person does it for the household. If you have married children over, or anybody staying in your house, it works one household. You know, they're part of the household for Yontif, they don't need their own Erev. But so somebody does it and says the bracha and says the nusach, and with that you're able to do all the different things that you need to do on Friday for Yontif, Friday for Shabbos. It doesn't work just for eating food things or for anything, so that's a big child in the poskim. L'maisa, it seems to be the main mahalach that poskim work with l'maisa, that it works for everything. Not just food things, but either other types of preparation that you want to do on, for anything that you'd be allowed to do on Yontif. For Yontif, you could do on Yontif Shabbos. It doesn't help, you can't turn on a crock pot, plug in a crock pot and turn it on a Friday to make shalom for Shabbos, because you can't do that on Yontif for Yontif. And you can't, anything you can't do on Yontif for the day itself, you can't do. Some people sometimes get confused about that. I made Erev Tavshilin, it's Yontif, I can put a cut, no, you can't. Electricity is not mutter on Yontif at all. But if you left your crock pot on, or if you have a fire on, or whatever, you work it out, then you can, of course, put up a chunk on Friday and put up food. Best to do it at a point in the day when the food will be at least partially edible when Shabbos comes in. At least Kamaichel Ben Josiah, at least a third cook when Shabbos comes in. If you miss that, you can still do it, but L'chatchila, you should do it that way. I wish you have a wonderful Yontif.